From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining with us in our Gospel program. We'll be returning to Mark chapter 9, the verses 33 and 37. The conversation that took place between the Lord and his disciples after they had journeyed to Capernaum. It's an interesting study. Our singers this morning are the Stythian Meal and Ladies' Choirs, and they're going to be singing the lovely hymn, For You I Am Praying. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. I will be featuring a further extract from the testimony of the Reverend Phil Owen. He's a Free Presbyterian minister in Boston, in the state of New York. He was over here recently on a visit, and while he was in our church, he gave a word of testimony, and we're featuring his testimony in our evening program. Do remember to send for the full tape of his testimony. We're happy to send it out free, and also to send out a free copy of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly magazine. Now, here are those combined choirs from the West Country in England, singing for us, For You I Am Praying.
Thank you.
Let me remind you of what we read in the verses 33 to 37 of chapter 9 of Mark. "And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, 'What was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way?' But they held their peace, for by the way they disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and saith unto them, 'If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all.' And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, 'Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me.'" It would be profitable, I'm sure, if I might just remind you for a moment, very quickly, of the points that we have already made when looking at these verses. We considered how that the Lord Jesus Christ is the silent listener to every conversation. Doubtless there was a space between the Saviour and his disciples so that they discussed, in what they thought was a private manner, this topic, but the Saviour heard them. Notice also that we learn here that we will be asked an account of even what we might consider the most trivial of our actions. These disciples were asked what it was they had been talking about. It is to be noted that while they had not inquired after the Saviour's references to his death, they hadn't been so much concerned in learning more about that, but they were very anxious to know just exactly what will be my status in your kingdom. Men love the preeminence, don't they? Well, we're coming now to looking at some fresh thoughts from this portion. And it is, first of all, important that we note that God's way of obtaining honour and greatness is very different from that of the world. The Lord Jesus says here, "If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all." Verse 35. It's not wrong to desire to be great in the service of others, but it is wrong to desire to be great for the sake of being great. The writings of J.C. Ryle, the first bishop of Liverpool, contain some very precious words on this portion. Let me quote from him. He says, "These words are deeply instructive. They show us that the maxims of the world are directly contrary to the mind of Christ. The world's idea of greatness is to rule, but Christian greatness consists in serving. The world's ambition is to receive honor and attention, but the desire of the Christian should be to give rather than to receive, and to attend on others rather than be attended on himself. In short, the man who lays himself out most to serve his fellow men and to be useful in his day and generation is the greatest man in the eyes of Christ." Let us strive to make a practical use of these heart-searching words. Let us seek to do good to our fellow men, irrespective of who they are. Rather, let us mortify that self-pleasing and self-indulgent spirit that is so obviously within us. Is there any service that we can render to our neighbor? Is there any kindness that we can do to them to help them and to promote their happiness? If there is, then let us do it without delay. Would it not be well for our land if the empty boasts of religion and orthodoxy were less frequent and practical attention to our Saviour's words in this passage was more common? Men willing to be last of all and the servant of all for Christ's sake are very few indeed. Yet these are the men who truly do good and advance the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ. In chapter 10, the verse 42, Jesus called them to him and said unto them, "Ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." You know, men and women, if modern Christianity, in inverted commas I might say, were judged against those words of the Lord Jesus Christ, how much of it would prove to be vain and false and a counterfeit. One last thing. The Lord Jesus illustrated the truth of what he was saying by holding up before his disciples a little child. And he said this in the verse 37, "Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me." The one that gives attention to a little child, a child that can do nothing in return, will honour Christ. May that be our desire, and may that be our ambition, and may we submit ourselves to the teaching of the lowly Christ and become as he was. The words of the little hymn sum it up for us. More about Jesus would I know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus let me learn, more of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. Remember the program tonight, and of course, we look forward to you joining with us again next Monday. God bless you and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.